Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk for March the 28th is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's one more from the Righteous Mothers waiting in line.
I paid good money to see this show, but how it comes out, you know I'll never know, 'cause I'm waiting in line at the ladies' room. There's 40 women, 2 stalls, and an impending sense of doom.
Well, I came here with my boyfriend. We came to see the show. I came here with my boyfriend. We came to see the show. That look in his eye when I said, I gotta go.
Well, there's 20 folks in front of me,
20 more behind.
I don't know which I'll lose first, my bladder or my mind. I'm waiting in line at the ladies' room. Now there's 60 of us,
2 stars,
and a yet ever-growing sense of doom.
They say all men are created equal,
and I do believe it's true.
But here tonight, equal for women means we need more jobs than you.
This lousy design.
Well, if you see that architect who did this piss poor design, we got a permanent place for him at the end of this line.
Bring
night. Baby, are you living for love, dying for danger? Sitting on a keg of dynamite every night. She knew that they couldn't last. I'll be on the edge of fingers on the ledge above. Danger underneath the moon. Danger, will they find it?
At night they ride the county road. Phantoms of disaster, just a little faster than danger underneath the moon. Danger.
And he told her, are you looking for love? Are you looking for danger? Sitting on a keg of dynamite every night. Baby, are you living for love? Dying for danger? Sitting on a keg of dynamite every night. Something scary just across the prairie from danger underneath the moon. Danger. Lovers in a 54 dual carburetor couldn't separate her from danger underneath the moon. Danger. And he told her,
one morning in May, all at the dawning of the day, I met with two brothers, I'm making their moan. I listened to why you do what they did say. We have a brother in prison, said they. Oh, in the prison lieth he. If we had 10 men just like ourselves, we surely will set the prisoner free. Oh no, Paul Dickey, says he. Oh no, that never could be. But 40 men is for little enough if I were to ride in their company. 10 to 4 the horses in, 10 to guard the city about, 10 to stand at the prison door, and 10 to let poor Archer out. They mounted their horses and so rode they. Who but they summarily? They rode till they came to a broad river side, and there they alighted so manfully. They mounted their horses and so swam they. Who but they so swimmingly? They swam till they came to the other side, and there they alighted so driftingly. They mounted their horses and so rode they. Who but they so gallantly? They rode till they came to that prison door, and there they alighted so daringly. Archibald, Archibald, Dickie, says he, look, you're not some unbelly. I thought with 2 men in my company, I have come to set you free. Oh no, poor Archer, he cried, oh no, that never could be. I thought with 2 weight of the Spanish iron between me ankle and my knee. But Dickie broke lock and Dickie broke key, and Dickie broke everything he could see. He took the poor Archer under his arm and carried him out so manfully. They mounted their horses and so rode they, who but they so merrily. They rode till they came to that broad river side, and there they alighted so manfully. Dickie, bold Dickie, poor Archer, he cried, give me love to me, wife and me children three. My horse, he grows lame, he cannot swim, here I'm afraid that I must die. They changed their horses and so swam they, ooh, but they so swimmingly. They swam till they came to the other side, and there they alighted so shiveringly. Dickie, bold Dickie, poor Archer, he cried, look you yonder there. I see the high sheriff, he is a common, 100 men in his company. Dickie, bold Dickie, high sheriff, says he, you are the worst rascal ever I've seen. Go bring me back the iron you stole, and I will set the prisoner free. Oh no, bold Dickie, says he, oh no, that never could be. The iron will do to shoe our horses, the blacksmith rides in our company. Dickie, bold Dickie, high sheriff, says he, you are the worst scoundrel ever I've seen. Thank you for nothing, bold Dickie replied, and you are a fool for following me.
Oh, that's Deborah Cohen. Deborah Cohen. She has 3 albums out, and 2 of them are more or less traditional. And then the 3rd one is an album of kind of original songs that are sort of a kind of a jazz motif. Wonderful voice. She comes out of this neck of the woods about once a year every spring. She has relatives on the west side, I believe. And I believe she actually did a concert in the Tri-Cities. She tries to make it work, and it doesn't always work. But she's been, I think, the Three Rivers Folklife Society sponsored a Deborah Cohen concert at one time or another. But she's very, very good. She's much underrated, I think. Excellent voice and a good sense of music and musicality, Deborah Cohen. And before that, Danger, Ann Hills, and Michael Smith. Ann Hills is writing good stuff, and Michael Smith has been a songwriter for many, many, many years, wrote a lot of what Steve Goodman recorded, and the two of them hung out quite a bit. Michael Smith, he's pretty amazing, and he's written some classics that you would know, especially if you were a Steve Goodman listener, The Dutchman, Spoon River, and that kind of thing, and Michael Smith himself. And then Ann Hills, of course, has written a lot of cool stuff. And she started out as a folky, and worked with Cindy Manson and Priscilla Herdman, and they have wonderful albums out. Herdman, Manson, and Hills, or Hills, Manson, and Herdman, or Manson, anyway. They've got some wonderfully thematic albums out. And Ann Hills, in the early years, was a wonderful, wonderful acoustician. She's done albums with a lot of backup, a lot of production, and this is one with Michael. She recorded an album with Tom Paxton and one with Bob Gibson, and this is her album with Michael Smith, and there's a lot of Michael Smith material on here and some Ann Hills material. And this one was written by Ann Hills. You know, when you see the name of the person first, you figure that's the primary songwriter of the song. So this has Ann Hills listed first and then Michael Smith. But this is the title cut from this album, and it's pretty good. Here we go.
Here's the ring that fell out at the football game, reaching for
and played Sousa.
Down it fell, down a well of time, down behind the stand. Here it is again, lost and found, nothing's ever gone. Forever, anything you had is here.
Everything drifting is now bound. Memories echoing sound.
Father walked 4 miles. Wind blowing all the while.
Late that Christmas Eve.
Whistle.
Bring this cold cashmere. I moved and it disappeared.
That was my storm-tossed year.
Lost and found, nothing's ever gone. Forever, anything you had is here.
Everything drifting is now gone. Memories echoing the sound.
Nothing's ever gone. Forever, anything you have is here.
Everything drifting is now gone. Memories echoing the sound.
This tattered page was mine. Mine from my family.
Trembling hands once more.
I'm in a bit
off key. Too soon goodbye. Too soon no one to ask. And handwriting fades away.
Here it is so clear.
Here and found. Nothing's ever gone. Forever, anything you had is here.
Everything drifting is now gone. Memories echoing the sound.
On the 14th of February we sailed from the land in the boat Princess Royal, bound for Newfoundland. We had 40 bright sailors for our ship's company, and boldly from the eastwards to the westwards sailed we. We had not scarce days two or three, when a man from our topmast a sail he did see, come bearing down on us to see who we were, and from under her mizzen red colour. there comes a bold pirate to rob us, I know. Oh no, cried the chief mate, that cannot be so. We will shake out our reef, boys, and away we will go. It was the next morning at the dawning of day. This lofty, large pirate shot under Raleigh. Whence came you, cried the pirate, we answered him so. We are out of fair London and bound for Calais. Then back your main topsails and heave your ship to. For I have a letter I'll send down to you. If I back my main topsails and heave my ship too, it will be for some pilot not alongside of you. He chased us to the eastward in all that long day. He chased us to the westward 3 nights and a day. He fired shots upon us, but none did prevail. And the bold Princess Royal, she showed him her tail. Oh, now captain, that pirate's undone. Go down for your grog, boys. Go down, everyone. Go down for your grog, boys, and be of good cheer. For as long as we have sea room, bonny boys, never fear.
All of the colors. to the dance, Mary Perkins. I like you right well.
All of the river gold candles are losing their shirts.
The union is preserved if you listen, you hear all the bells.
All of the brave Union soldier boys sleep in the town.
There must be a heaven, God knows. I've seen mostly hell. My rig is outside, come and ride through the morning here in Swoon River. All of the river boat gamblers are losing their shirt.
And all of the brave Union soldier boys sleep in the dirt. But you know, and I know, there never was reason to hurt. When all of our lives were entwined to begin with, here in
oh, so many, many versions of that song out there. Steve Goodman did a wonderful version of it on his Jesse's Jig album. Claudia Schmidt recorded a wonderful version of it. Nana Massey did a good version, but there are many more out there. Spoon River, based loosely on the atmosphere of the Edgar Lee Masters Spoon River anthology, Michael Smith and Ann Hills from the album Paradise Lost and Found. And we heard the title cut from that as well. And Deborah Cohen, The Bold Princess Royale, and The Old Favorite, and The Archer. And now we have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We still have half show to go. We still have an hour and a half to go. So if you're listening out there, whether it be on the west side or on the east side, we have a lot of ways you can listen to it on the west side. Or you can go to the archives. You know, if you really like this show, you can go to the archives and check it out. Just go to the NWPR website and it shows you how to get there. You got to wait a little bit, and it's set up for both Mac users and micro, you know, the PC guys. Windows Media stuff, I think. I never do it myself. I never listen to this show. Done this show? Anyway, I just do it and hope the thing works. And about 8 times out of 10, it does. All righty? Okay, we're going to be right back for the rest of the show. You hang on, hang on, hang on.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Cowgirl Chocolates. Their chocolate bars, truffles, and brittles are available in spicy and traditional varieties, all described on the flavor guide at cowgirlchocolates.com. Available through online order and also at the shop on 3rd and Lily in Moscow.
Partly sunny today and windy. There's wind advisory this morning for Laurel, Garfield, and Asotin counties and the Palouse. High temperatures about 68 degrees today. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 40. And mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds and a chance of showers next week.
That's Marcus Wise and Dean McGraw. Wise and McGraw from the album How the Light Gets In. This is an album these guys have played together over the years, many, many years, and they are experts in their field. Dean McGraw, in fact, we just heard him on the Prairie Home a couple of weeks back. Dean McGraw plays all kinds of different styles of guitar, plays bluegrass and old-timey and jazz and folk, and he's played with the best. He's played with people like John Williams. He's played with Peter Ostrusko. He toured with Peter Ostrusko one time out here. Dean McGraw, diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, and right before this CD came out, and they did the thing anyway, had to have a bone marrow transplant. And he seems to be doing okay, Dean McGraw does. And this album with Marcus Wise is an interesting collaboration where you take the music from India and what these people know about this and then this kind of improvisational thing that Dean McGraw does along with Marcus Wise. And it turns out to be way cool stuff. It's interesting. One could say that it's very abstract, but it actually really isn't. There's some stuff going on here that is really sharp and very, very clear. It's a wonderful thing. How the Light Gets In is the name of the album, and we're going to play one more track. This is called Portals. It's quite long, but it's really cool. Dean McGraw on guitar, Marcus Wise on tabla, Wise and McGraw, How the Light Gets In, and again, the tune is called Portals. Thank you.
She lived in the apartment right over my place. Talked to her once when I parked her space. Now she's packed up and moved without leaving a trace. There's a vacancy, 203. The sign just went up today. There's a vacancy in my heart, you see. Now that she's moved away. Now I can smell her perfume in the hall. I could hear her phone ring when someone would call. I heard her hammer and nails in the walls. And I'd wonder sometimes when I heard nothing at all. There's a vacancy, 203. The sign just went up today. There's a vacancy in my heart, you see. Now that she's moved away. I used to try to find the nerve to ask for a date. I'd try to define the kinds of traps of my fate. Planned an ambush in the parking lot and wait. But every time I did, she'd always be late. There's a vacancy. There's a vacancy. There's a vacancy in 203. The sign just went up to date. There's a vacancy in my heart, you see. Now that she's moved away. I wonder who'll be next to move in 203. I wonder what kind of person they're going to be. My luck will be on a basketball team. And practice till midnight in the room above me. There's a vacancy, 203. Sign this one up to date. There's a vacancy in my heart, you see. Now that she's moved away. No, I didn't even know her, just knew her face. And she lived in the apartment right over my place. Talked to her once when I parked in her space. She's packed up and moved without leaving a trace. There's a vacancy. There's a vacancy. There's a vacancy in 203. The sign just went up and down.
Oh, Jay Hallett, who's kind of a mainstay of the Tumbleweed Festival. He is. It's from the album, Jay Hallett. And before that, Naumina. which is a philosophical term having to do with those things that happen without the senses, knowledge without the senses, things that happen without the senses. Interesting thought process she would have to go through. That's what that was called. And before that, Dean McGraw and Marcus Wise, Portals. And again, interesting stuff. Kind of took a little bit of a break from all the bluegrass and all the stuff that we do and played that. Those tablas must be really interesting. They have tonal quality, and I've never seen one. I wonder how they make that work, both the low tones and the high tones. Now I want to go see one. I want to go find a tabla and see what they're all about. You hear them a lot in Ravi Shankar's music and music from certain parts of India, but I've never actually seen how they would tune something like that. Because it refers to tuning their instruments on this album. So there you go. The Rankin family's in the background. And my name is Dan Marr, and I'm your host for Inland Folk. Unjung Shin doing the playlists. And doing a good job of reading all this stuff and really acquainting me with things that I would have no clue that they existed or what they're all about. So that's way awesome. Way, way awesome. Email me at dsanddaniel, maherwsu.edu. Or call me at 509-332-5047. And I will get back to you sooner than later. I'm never home, so that's how that goes. Alrighty, we still have an hour's left to go of this show, and so we're going to take a little bit of a break, and folks take care of the weather, and they promote other shows, and they do this whole kind of thing, so stick around for that, because right after that is a whole nother hour of Inland Folk. We have some Tony Rice and Catherine McConnell and all kinds of stuff, so you just hang out and listen for that, alrighty? Because we're coming right back. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's time to stop, look, and listen to the music that's been flowing into the Thistle offices on both sides of the Atlantic.